Okay, good luck, everybody. Anybody who has follows the news even a little bit in this country knows that there is a growing phenomenon, growing in the public sense here in this country and other countries in Europe, of people who are dissatisfied with the gender or the sex that they were assigned at birth or earlier at the conception. They come back to that point. And wish to change, perhaps, just their behavior, in some cases even their physical properties. Yeah. And, of course, it became a popular thing here about a year ago when the former Bruce Jenner, whom some of us remember as the Olympic decathlon champion, his picture, right, the picture was on the Wheaties box, changed to a woman, called herself Caitlyn Jenner. In fact, I think just this week I read that she was, was named the Woman of the Year by, I think it was Glamour magazine, or one of the women's magazines. In fact, right, you can't make this stuff up. In fact, I read also that a previous winner gave the award back. Was so offended, the previous winner, something to do with the 9/11, gave the award back. And that's been a very high-profile type of case. There are, I have some articles here. You can find them by searching online that various high schools. This is a California high school. The homecoming queen was a transgender teen. And same thing in the University of Northern Iowa in 2013, and many, many other such cases. So I just wanted to look into this situation from the point of view of our halacha and our tradition. And the tie-in to the Parshas Hashavu here in Parshas Vayetze is the following. Let me check it out. The Torah tells us that after Leah had given birth to six boys, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun, the Pasuk says in the first source, Gracious Paraklamet, Pasuk Kaf Aleph, Paraklamet, Pasuk Kaf Aleph, Achar Yod Abbas, Batikro, Shema Dina. Afterwards, she had a daughter, and they called her Dina. So Rashi comments in the second source on that Pasuk, Gracious Paraklamet, Pasuk Kaf Aleph, the name Dina, perish from the word Din. Perishu Rabba Sengu, Shadona Leah Din Ba'atma. Leah judged herself and said the following. She weighed the situation. She said, Imzeh Zohar, if this is going to be another boy, I'm going to have a seventh boy. So then, remember that the two Shlochos, Bil and Zilpah, also already had two boys. So Imzeh Zohar, Lotei Rochel Achosi, Kach Asa Shlochos. My sister Rochel won't even have as many boys as the Shlochos, as the maidens, Bil and Zilpah. So therefore, V'hispalo Lo'olam, she davened, as Leah did, V'nepach V'nekevah. This fetus, which had been male to start with, changed to a female, Nepach and Mekeva. So there you have the first sex change operation in the, or first, right, done by Kodesh Baruch Hu, the first change of sex. That's what it says here. You have an early one. We'll see. Just in terms of, all right, he's a doctor. This, say it again.
He's a medic.
Who?
The Medrash elsewhere
says it also. Okay, one second. Where did this come from? Where did such a long this come from? And that's where does it come from? So the Daz, the Kain of Balatosis points out, just in terms of Psach, the Balatosis points out, and that same puzzle, Paraglam and Puzzle Kafalov, he quotes Rashi, and he notes that the reason that we have room for such a drush even to take place is that by all the other children that had previously been born to Yaakov, the Pasuk always says, we named this morning, Vatahar Od Vatelevin, she became pregnant, she had a baby. Here it's a funny lotion. Look back in the first one, Vatahar Yod Abad. It doesn't say Vatahar Vatelevin. That doesn't have the same presentation to the Balakosis. So after quoting Rashi, well, let's read the whole thing. She says, Pirish Rashi, Adonav Atma, she hoist him, Uberes Miose, Vyalde, Tzilos, and Salah Fatiz. Okay, which is a little bit different. Maybe the fetus of Swiss didn't change. It's a different angle on the drush. But then it says, she was a daughter at the time of the birth of a lobehe royon, but at the time of the pregnancy, it was a male. And that's what that's about. I supposed to say that was the hint, so to speak, that sometimes the change. We know that the in earlier Rashi and earlier in the Sedra that the Imahos were all Nevi'os. The Pasuk says in Berakhav Tes, Pasuk Lamadal, when Levi was born. So forth, so it's Ataro, Atelet Ben, Vatomer, Ato, Aprom, Yilavet, Yishi, Yilaych, Yilav, Yilav, Shol, Shavonim, Alkein, Karo, Shemo, Levi. When Levi was born, she said, Aprom, Yilavet, Yishi, Yilav, my husband will accompany me, he'll be happy with me. Rashi there comments, and Perkofes Pasuk on the Bell of Five, Lepisha Imahos Nevios Hoy. Apani Lave Yeshu Lepisha Imahos Nevios Hoy. All the Imahos had some form of prophecy. Beyodo, Sushmeno Sashwatim Yotim Yaakov. They knew there were going to be 12 tribes, 12 sons come from Yaakov. Darba Nashim Yisa. He had four wives. So Amra Ve'ata Ein Lepis Chon Per Alai. When she had a third son, she basically, I did my job. Right? If they got four wives, the assumption was they're going to have three sons in each. Sharon Apalki Kol Chavim, I did my job. The Medrash, back in our pasuk, yeah, that's the whole question, who named whom, right? But whatever it is, what the Rashi says, the Medrash says, the Sardis, okay, you're right, okay, Rashi says, no, but this is after, oh, it was lazy, that's true, okay, but to the mother, so she knew. Anyway, Rashi says, and I'm sorry, the Medrash says in Bereishis Rabba, our pasuk, again, source number 6, the Medrash Rabba in Bereishis, Parsha Ayin Bei Simva. The Achayol Dabas is where Rashi got it from. Obviously, Rashi didn't make this idea up, but I thought he could make it up. Omar Lo Iker Briyoso Zohar Haiso. Originally, this seventh child that Leah was carrying was a Zohar, was a male. Now it says, when we Shiloso Shorach, a little different angle. Rashi said that Leah, you know, made this request that her sister shouldn't be on a lower level than the Shorachos. It was a request from Leah. But the way the Medrash says it, it would be Shiloso Shorach. Why? Because when Yosef was born, I didn't print the psukim. The subsequent psukim say, why did she name her Yosef? Why did Rachel name the child Yosef? Because Yosef loved Hashem Bein Acher. So that was a tefillah of Rachel. So the way the Medrash says it, when we tefillah saw Rachel, Shomer Yosef, Yosef Hashem li Bein Acher, not in the case. So it was Leah's tefillah, but rather Rachel's. So it's a little bit of a different angle. And Amrachim and Parzi, Imos Nevi'os Ha'er, Rachel and Imos, she was a Navi and song. So she said, Yosef Hashem Bonim Acherim Enksim. Khan, Ella Bain Acher. Rachel wasn't responsible for additional children, additional sons in the plural, rather one additional son. Okay, anyway, so that's how the Medrash has a little bit of a different angle. It was Rachel's tefillah, not Leah's tefillah. Medrash Tanhuma has an arichos here in Parsha Vayetzei Siman Oschet 7. The Medrash Tanhuma says, Yolandin Rabbeinu, here's a question. It's an initial, see, it's in the Gemara as well, both in the Shalmi and in the Babu. They told the Halacha talks of something called a tefillah shav, a tefillah that has no value to it. Too late, basically. So one of the kachshon b'seino, how is the yistam averus? The woman is pregnant. Oh, my pregnant. I hope she has. I'm as follows as a boy. I raise a tefillah shav. That's tefillah shav. Too late. Whatever the child is, he is already. So we're in a daven. She's in the fifth month of pregnancy, and daven should be a boy. It is, but it is already. Okay, that's one opinion. Then who number three? We also see Omar apapishino how is the yistam averus? Oh, my yirotzon tefillah yistizach or tefillah shav. Ain't okay, it's not true. Until she's actually sitting on the birthing stool, right, in the delivery of the baby, still gets power scale, so you still say, what do you want, the boy or girl, whatever you want. And Kodesh Baruch Hu contains the males, the females, the males, and so on. And he quotes Tukim from Navi, which I'm not going to go into, but we sort of refer to these Tukim in the Piyut on Kol Nidre night, you know, Kinei Kachom, Viyari Yotzer. And so on. So based on Sukkim and Yirmiyahu, they're just like a craftsman can take make a shape whatever he wants. He can decide at the last moment he wants to take it, so he can break that and reshape something else. So to our Kodesh Baruch Hu do the same thing. The Medrash Tanhuma says it's Leah that was that Davin, you know, out of mercy for his sister. On the Leah, having a seventh son, already, that's already 10. And now I'm going to have another one. He says, so therefore, again, the fetus changed from a male into a female, and that's why it says, but Bachar indicating the first it was a male. Okay, and why was it Dina? Because Dina and so on. The Yerushalmi raises this question. It's on a mission in Brachas. It's Brachas Paraket, Halacha Gimel, Yerushalmi. The source number 8, Piska, I thought the Shavar, the Tavtu, Shav, the Beisiana, Om, the Yoshev, the Talamashver. Some say it's only when she was already sitting on the birthing stool, Hakodom came Yatsi, before then you can still doubt him. And I remember Huda and Pazi, and Yerushalmi, Afa Yoshev, the Talamashver, Yachal, even at that late moment, she might even be on the birthing stool, and the baby still doesn't come out, still not too late, Davin. Okay, and they bring this to Raya again from the fact that, again, in the Medrash, it's Rachel. So we have different, the Medrash Tachuma said it was later. Yerushalmi said it's Rachel, Machir Shabbat of Rachel, Nasir Sakev, and so on. There's Rachel had this Nebu Yotu Ben Acher, and so on, so that's Yerushalmi. Similarly, in the Babli, I'll just take a look before we get to it. I print on page 9 the Pei Moshe. There in Brachos Parakhet Halacha Gimel, Pei Moshe said this is the case of Tefillah Shav. So Tefillah Shav says the Pei Moshe in the second line, Dafki B'Shemet HaLamashpeh. Then it's Tefillah Shav. HaKodim L'chein, up until that point, up until she's in the delivery room, then Yatzi, then she's still Gavin. And the other opinion, no, Afi Yashem HaLamashpeh, Afi Lishtana. So fine. So when it was Rachel, when it was Leah, okay, whatever it is. In Brachos, though, we have another thing in the Bavli. The Bavli says, Brachos, Samach, Amad Aleph. Ha'yisho Yishu Mubaris, only Ritzvah's Taylor, the Tetzar, is it to the Shav, but only Hani Rachamim, really, says the Gemara? No, you can't have him, Rachamim. Most of the Yotzev, Acha Yod Abbas, Atikwa Shmodina, Laiva Acha, Amar Abba, Acha Shetan, Leia, again, the Bavli says Leia. Okay, Leia, Din, Ba'atzim, Amar, Shneim, Asa, Shvat, Asim, Asa, Yaakov, Shisha, Yot, Men, Abba, 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 right away changed to a girl. So the Gemara there concludes, Ein maskirin maaseh nisim. Gemara says, never mind, this is the old maaseh nisim. It's not Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're not going to derive it from here. It's a special situation. It's a miracle. Okay, the Marsha and the Chiddush HaGadol is there in Daf Samech. Says the Deek is perhaps from the Achar, not the Acheres. Okay, after she judged herself, whatever it is, explaining why it comes Dina, you know, whatever comes out, we do at least have some sort of a mucker for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because both changing a male to a female, but obviously this is a fetus, this is Maaseh Nisim, the Gemara in Brachos calls it. So the question is, can we really derive it from here for us? Probably not, yes.
The question is, does this mean that had she not gotten another nebu been born?
Good question.
The other one's kept it on.
Right, right, for
so
future.
I don't know. It's one thing
with
it.
It's
also said that she's
so
badly dressed,
so right. There are a lot of problems with it. No question. It's a major issue. But I did feel like this. It's in the Medrash Rabbah. It's in the Medrash Tanhuma. It's in the Yerushalmi. It's in the Bible. You have a lot of places that bring it. So I felt I had the right to close it. That's it. Yeah. So okay, but here's the point. I'm not really taking it seriously as a muffler for us, but it is a lead in. For this discussion about people who want to make such a change later on.
It depends on the temperature of the environment, all that.
It can affect the. I think I read. Yeah, Mark, you'll see at the end. You'll see it. I don't know about that particular study, but I've seen that. There are things. And by the way, the whole issue of gender selection is on the table today also. Forget about, you know, people changing, but the idea of determining the birth, of determining the child, you know, people determining, that's also, you can play with things. So that's also relevant. We'll see at the end, there'll be some relevance to this. Yeah.
So what did you tell you? One is about a stomach to have three.
Right.
One is you're allowed to spout for a night.
Right, that's also, we don't do that either. Anyway, but I do want to mention the following before going into, just to give a couple of definitions. These are some definitions just for us to understand. This comes from what's called the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, which is the standard classification of mental disorders used by mental health professionals in the United States. This is DSM Volume 5. So just in terms of definition, transgender is an umbrella category for people who do not conform to typical gender roles, e.g. cross-dressers, transvestites. Transsexual is gender identity is inconsistent with birth sex. Transsexualism is desire to live as a member of the opposite sex, usually accompanied by a sense of discomfort with or inappropriateness of one's anatomic sex. Transsexual surgery is, or sex reassignment therapy is surgery or hormonal drugs to make a body congruent with the preferred sex. Gender dysphoria is the politically correct DSM description that transsexuality is not in and of itself a disorder. That's what it is today. And transsex individual undergoing a completed sex reassignment surgery. Again, this is the American College of Physicians position paper on LGBT issues, the Annals of Internal Medicine, May 12, 2015, a number of months ago. That's just in terms of basic definitions. Now, in terms of, yeah.
I wonder how this fits into the class of Tumtum and
Androgynous. It does, but we'll touch on a little bit. But let's take a look. First of all, to have a surgical procedure, one runs into the following. Before, actually, I do want to show one other very interesting thing. And maybe it does relate a little bit to see why I take it a little bit seriously. And that's from a comment that the Al-Shechan next week said. If we look in the source number 12, the Pesukim next week said, by Yishlach, Perek Lamadala Pasuk Aleph, Vateitze Dina Basleya, that's the beginning of the story with Shem. Okay, so Vateitze Dina Basleya. It's called Dina Basleya. So Rashi wonders there in source 13, Perek Lamadala Pasuk Aleph Basleya, Velo Bas Yaakov, or suddenly she's only Leah as a child. It's like when the mother yells, wait till your father, whatever, you know, or your son did, you know, your daughter did. Right? Anyway, so Al Shem Yitziyosa, Nikreis Bas Leah, because she went out. She was Bas Leah. Shafia Tzonis Haisa, because Leah was also with someone who went out, as we learned this morning. Batei Dina Likrosa, but the Alshir, the Moshe Alshir, who's the, you know, early Achron, the time of, you know, the time of the Kubal and the Tzad, the Alshir, and that said, Vaishra Yisra, Perek Lamadal, Posek Alvi, said, Dine, Kenoda Marab Hussein, refers to Alzheimer and Barakas, Al Posek Achi, Al Bafas, Kipain Haisa, that she was originally a male. And he said, and only because Leah, again, he assumes Leah, asked Rachel, but she's half from the Kiva, okay? So Rachel shouldn't be worse than anybody else, okay? But he says, Lachain, since her origin was male, she had certain male characteristics that remained with her even after physically she was transformed to a female. That's the Alshik says. So Lachain, Mishashar, Shazachar, Eina min ha-tema tzitiyat tzitzonik. It's not surprising that she, this is considered a male quality to go out and to pursue. Okay, that, why that is for another discussion, but that's what we assume, that's what the Alshik is assuming. Kichen yasu aschorim. V'chol dover ho'ech achar shorsho. So the Alshik is saying something very fascinating, that even somebody who has certain outward manifestations of one sex or another can still have inner tendencies that are to the opposite sex, and not necessarily astonishing. And that's why he says, therefore don't be surprised that she went out. And that's why it says she's Bas Leah. Okay, she's not Bas Yaakov, because Yaakov didn't have a daughter. Yaakov, when he impregnated her, produced a son. It was only later, through Tzilus and so on, Leah's Tzilus, that she became a daughter. So that's why it's Dr. Bas Leah, he says. Right? Kihu Zohar Asah. Yaakov made this fetus a male. Okay, yeah. So,
why she acted that way?
Yeah.
Why she call
that way? Yeah, yeah. She says, last line, Kihos Bas Yaakov, who belayed her, Achlo Beheroya. She was Yaakov's daughter when she came out, but it was not the time of the pregnancy. Okay. Anyway, we need to understand the following. Looking at the procedures and operations and so on, so we understand, first of all, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the natural order, to have Zohar in the Keva. That's printed in the Torah, in Source 15, Gracious, Tarakal, the beginning of Gracious when man is first created, Tarakal, Pasuk Chafayin, Vayivar Lukim, Esadam, Etal, Etal, Lukim, Baruch. So Zohar in the Keva, Baruch Osam. Man was created male and female. Okay, that's a distinction, and that's how it is. There's no middle ground here. We'll get to that. Dubar Tzufim, we'll get to that. But there's no middle ground, according to the simple reading of the Pasuk. Even I heard recently that there was some in England, it was someone said, he read from an article, I don't know if he was from, that they're now instructing teachers in elementary schools not to say, boys and girls, be quiet, because maybe there's somebody that doesn't identify as either a boy or a girl. I can say boys and girls. Or on certain forms now, there is, you know, you can check, male, female, or other, on actual forms. At least used to tell it as a joke, but now apparently it's not such a joke. Now, it's not only by human beings. Okay. Right, on the side of it. You have to decide this. Huh?
Like the rules in Massachusetts, maybe that's the county's male.
Right, exactly. Yeah, there's no middle sex. Anyway, the Gemara Baba Basra makes this declaration not only about human beings, but all living creatures. Baba Basra, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Gemara says, Amar Yehuda, source 15, Amar Yehuda, Marav, Kol Masha, Kor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olamo, Zohar Nekeva Brom. That's a blanket statement for the book. We had everything male and female. And it's questionable or problematical to change the natural order. And that we find from a fascinating Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says the following, 17, Shabbos Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan, Maisa Be'echot Shemeso Ishto. A certain man, his wife died. They nicha ben liyanek, and there was a child who was still suckling, still nursing the mother. The lo hoya lo schar menika liten, he couldn't afford to hire a wet nurse, someone to nurse the baby. The nasa lo neis, and a miracle happened. The niftichu dadin kishnei dadin, she developed breasts like a woman. The heine kisbenon, he was able to nurse the baby. Amar of Yosef, bo re'e kama gadol aram zeh, shenasa lo neis kisbenon. How wonderful, how deserving, how noble this person must be that he merited such an unbelievable miracle. Amal Abaye Adarabba, on the contrary, Kama Garua Adam Zeshin Ishtanu Losin Liberation. How terrible it is that the natural order had to be upended for this person. Imagine a person looking like that and so on. And Rashi explains in 18 of Shabbos and Gilbe Dimash with Ishtanu Olaf, Velo Zohar Li Paseh Lo Shari Zohar. Because Baruch Hu could have helped him out a different way. He could have won the lottery, and he could have hired a wetner. So Baruch Hu wanted to help him out. Let him discover a pot of gold in his backyard, okay, and become wealthy. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu? So whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan was, but the point is, I'm allergic, huh?
Why blame him?
I'm not blaming him, but I'm saying it was a terrible story. That's what Abaye says. Go with the story. Yeah.
Biologically, there are many records infant being born where the male infant is producing milk from its nipple.
Right, only birth. Yeah. And that's the Gemara. My point in bringing this Gemara is not to analyze the story, but to show that's called Mishtano Sidrei Bereishit. The change, the natural order, is something the Gemara calls Geruah. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu was assigned things a certain way, and a change in that, although it was for a good purpose, whatever, the miracle HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to do it that way, but that's called Mishtano Sidrei Bereishit. The Gemara calls that somewhat Geruah, that activity Geruah. Now, we have Psukim in the Torah and Parshas Kamo regarding the operation itself, Source 19. Ayikra Parakov Bey is talking about animals that are eligible to be used for karbonis. Okay, those animals that can be used for karbonis. He says as follows: Parakov Bey, Pasuk Kav Dalad and Ayikra, Umauch bechasus unasuk becharus lo sakim laHashem. You're not allowed to offer as a sacrifice any animal that has any of these conditions. Umauch bechasus unasuk becharus. Okay, I printed all the Rashi here in Source 20. You can read exactly what it is. Rashi, the first Rashi there. Says the basing or begin. It means there was some sort of a defect in the testicles or the male genitalia, female or male or whatever. It explains what they are exactly, but this is removed, it's not in the sack or it's cut completely. You can read the Rashi yourself, but what's more interesting to us at the moment is the second half of the pasuk. Not only can't you bring such an animal that has this condition as a carbon, but and the Gemara says, and the Rashi says, we're at the end of 20. You're not allowed to do this either. Because not only can't take an animal that has these properties and use them as a carbon, but you can't do this to an animal either. To castrate, shum behem of the chaya, and if there's a filu tmea, even a non-kosher animal, even if it's an animal that's not eligible for carbon. Okay? You shouldn't do this in your land. Not only can't bring it as a carbon, you can't do this act of castration to an animal, even anywhere atzichem, don't think it's only true in Eretz Yisrael. This is a physical mitzvah. Now, I can explain more. Explain the good parts. Rashi gets a good thing from the Sifra. There in Parshas Emor, Parak Zayin, Yud Aleph, 21. Lo sakrivu. So the Medrash says, Ein liela shol yakrivu. I might have thought that these genital organ defects possibly the animal from a carbon. Benayin shaloi asu. How do you know how to do it? I'm not going to use it for a carbon. This, by the way, touches on the whole sugya of hatatsu, in terms of staying or neutering animals. It's not our topic. Huh? What? Veterinarian's right, staying and neutering animals. But it says, Benayin shaloi asu, hamazova lo sasu. Ainli elatsminin. Maybe it has to be only touch the animal that can be offered a carbon. Balimun benayin, hamazova lo sasu. Ainli elabahema. It's eligible for carbon. Chayav alf benayin, hamazova artsichem. Ainli elabarit. Kutsarch benayin, hamazova lo sasu bechoma kum shatem. And important for us at the end is Minayan Afba Adam. How do we know that us are to do this to a human being as well? Talmud Lomar Uvachem, Kadiba Ben Chachinai. It's a drasha. Vachem, it says, Be'ar Tzachem. Eretz would have been enough to bathe in the Chafmem Vachem, so you can't even do it to an animal. The Gemara Chagiga, that's the Medrash. And that's where Rashi gets it, that's the Sifra. The Gemara, at least to my knowledge, doesn't spell it out as clearly or as definitively as that Medrash does. But the Gemara does say, look in 22, Chagiga. Now, if you doubt on the base, Shaul has been told my mouth with Tarufi Chalbo. Can you castrate a dog? Masuze Chalbo. Okay? As Rashi says in 23, Shaul has been told my mouth with Tarufi Chalbo. Tol of a serious cleavage to Mume carbon, since the whole Isser applies by carbonus, the Kelev not only can't bring a dog as a carbon, but even with Paul Mechir Kelev, even money, right? The Kelev, Afil Chaliba, also was bad with Mechir Kelev, also with Sarasa Olo. So back to the Gemara, answers, Amalahem, Ben Zoma answered, Lo sasu, kol shiba artichem lo sasu. You can't do this at all. And the Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Yirum and Beis in 24, says, Vatanya minayin l'tzirus be'adam shu aser, how do you know the tzirus, castrating his aser, even for human being, Talmud lomar, uva artichem lo sasu, bachem lo sasu, divei Rabbi Chanina. The Medrash called the divei ben Chachina, is Rabbi Chanina ben Chachina, the same person. Right, it says, the artichem bachem lo sasu. So Rashi there in Shabbos, Kuf Yirum and Beis, 25, says, lo sasu, kribe, lo se asu, it shall not be done to anyone. The Tosfos has a little bit differently, which is more consistent than we have. In the Medrash, Tosfos there in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Amud Beis, Dilas with Talmud Lomar, lo sasu, miken kadarish. The Amar Chagiga, he calls the Amar Chagiga, he mentioned, that's learned from Eretz. But the extra words you pick out, it comes mikem or bochem, so how exactly you derive it, it's clear from the Medrash in the Sifra, and it's clear from the it's clear from the Gemara in Chagiga Yudal about animals, other animals besides for Karbonos, And Shabbos called Din Aveis by human beings as well. And therefore, the Rambam paskins. Okay. But anyway, the Rambam paskins, Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Parak Tezai, Alacha Yud, 27. Rambam paskins, Osur Lahafsin, Eilorei Zera. You cannot destroy any of the reproductive organs, Bein, Ba'odom, Bein, the Behemoth, the Chai, the Oak, Echot Tmeim, Echot Tahorim, Bein, Berk Yisrael, Bein, the Chutzort. And Afo Pishinema Ba'atim Losasu, Mipia Shmuel Lomdu Shadova Zen Noeg B'chol Mokom. This issur applies everywhere. Human beings, animals, birds, any type of creature, carbon related, not carbon related. Vinyan Akosu Loyas is those be so, Bain Begufon, Bain Beguf Acher. You can't do it to yourself or to anybody else. B'chol Amasar is Lokim in Atara. If you do it, it comes along with Malchus and so on. Okay, now the second. The reproductive organ.
Yeah.
No, 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 one second, wait a second. How about female? Hold on. It's a drasha. Okay, I understand. Let me go around and use that for drashas. Now, the Sifra, but let's look now, Mark 28, your question. Same Sifra continued before we read the Sifra. Now, again, Parashat Emor 28, before it was Parak Zayin, Allah Yud Aleph, and Allah Yud Beis, the Gemara says, Minayin Shana Kavus Besirus. How do we know you also can't do it to a female? Talmud Lomar, if you go back to the original Psikin, it says, Ki Moshchasam Vahem Mum Bam. It's another drasha, different drasha from those Psikin. You want to look back source 19, Parakavvez, Pasuk Chothei, there in Emor, Umiyad Ben Nechal Osakri, Veslechem Alokech Mikvala, Ki Moshchasam Vahem Mum Bam, Lo Yeratulachem. So the Sifra has an additional drasha, from Mum Bam, Ki Moshchasam Vahem, that includes everybody, includes males and females. There is a second opinion of Yehuda says, ain't the case for serious, but the Tanakhama says that there's an issue with women as well. The Rambam makes the following distinction. The Rambam there, in Ilchus Yisurid Bia, Paraktez Zayim, in Halacha Yud Aleph, before we read Malacha Yud, Halacha Yud Aleph, source 29, Lamasaret Tanakeva, Bein Ba'adam, Bein B'shamin, and Potter. He says, you're Potter from Malchus, but as the Mepharshim says, you're Potter Avalasar. Exactly. And it's not, most assume it's not Potter Avalasar by Hilchus Shabbos. The Hilchos Shabbos Potter Alasim means also Rabbanah. But the Magid Mishnah says there, Parakas Zayin Alachi Yidalaf of Hilchos Yisurei B in 30, the Magid Mishnah says, Amasaret Tanakeva, he quotes that Taurus Kohanim, that's the Sifra, and so on. And he says, Upirish Rabbeinu Chiyubahu Deleka, Aval Yisura Ikra. There's no Chiyub of Malkus, but there's still an Isser implying the right. Otherwise, Midalo Tani Mutu is Taurus Tanakeva. He didn't say it's Mutu. Okay, and that's what it says in part. Right, it's wrong on Shabbos, yeah. Well, it's specific. Right, no, but right, because the Gemara Shabbos, right, the Gemara Shabbos says other most. And that's the Rambam Paskin. The Shulchan Aruch 31, we Paskin this way, Eben Ha'ezer, Simen Hay, Sif Yudala. Otsu Lahafsi Levar Hazera, Bein Ba'odan, Bein Ba'odan, Bein Ba'odan, Bein Ba'odan, Echat Mein, Echat Orin, Bein Meritzol, Bein Ba'odan, Chol Masaris, Lokim, and Atar B'chol Makum, etc. Okay, and he says, even Sif Yudachas is not our issue. And at the end, he says, Bein Ba'odan, Bein Ba'odan, Bein Ba'odan, Bein Ba'odan, Bein Ba'odan, therefore, it's clear for a person to undergo such a procedure, okay, to damage the genital and reproductive organs, male or female, be usher. Although, we have to bear in mind, if there is a medical need for something like such as a hysterectomy, it's a different story. Okay, the pikuach nefesh and so on, we know these things, but ostensibly for other reasons. Now, will that relate to mental and other reasons? We'll see at the very end. But for now, without, you know, barring, you know, absent any, you know, pressing considerations to alter the physical organs and so on, would be a violation of this issur, which is the Mamma Panama Shulchan Aruch. Yeah.
Except the Rashi in Shabbos,
yeah.
Which is, they also nipa,
yeah.
Hold on to head, don't do it. And
right.
They need to be the patient because that's where it is.
Okay, that's an interesting point, but you know, but
the
okay, pass someone else. I guess since he's under anesthesia, I don't know. I don't think it would make a difference. There is another issue to bear in mind. Okay, there is another issue to bear in mind, and that is the following: that a person violates in this situation. The pasuk in Parshas Kisete, Varm Parakov Meis Pasuk K. Lo Yechli Gever Al Isha Lo Yibas Gever Simlas Isha. Okay, a man should not wear woman's clothing. Woman should not wear men's clothing. Kisovas Hashem Lokechas Al Seela. That's considered the waiver. A bound for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, that's in terms of cross dressing. We call that today, right? So that would be an issur. How does that relate to a person undergoing a physical procedure? Well, we'll see in a moment the halacha extends it from a man dressing in woman's clothing, a woman dressing in men's clothing, which is exactly what the issur is. Huh?
In the club, how we dress in
the day. More or less, I think that's correct. So the Gemara, anyway, the Gemara in Shabbos, starting to Alam Beis, says, Umodim Chacham Rav Elezer, talking about the plucking hairs on Shabbos, starting to Alam Beis, says, Umodim Chacham Rav Elezer, B'malakek Levonos Mikov Shcharos. That's the original Sukkot of Shabbos, but he says, Umodim Chacham Rav Elezer, B'malakek Levonos Mikov Shcharos, Shafilu Achaz Chayev, the Dover Ze'af Bechol Osir, for a man to pluck white hairs out of his head, you know, is also even Bechol, okay? That is considered women, you know, worry about hair color or look old or whatever. So a man who copies that, that's a violation of this iser. As Rashi explains, the 34, Tzadid Alman Beis and Shabbos, even talking one is the answer because you're machped, you don't want to look like an old person. Simlas isha, derech hanoshim lahakbid of kafu l'smafu. This is considered women's behavior. So we see clearly that the Gemara extends the specific iser of man wearing woman's clothing. A woman wears man's clothing, so a woman, man acting like a woman and carrying out his behavior like a woman, and then a woman doing the same for the man. And we have a similar sugya in Nazir, Nun Tassam and Aleph, those are members of the Daf Yomi, not long ago, Ikadamar, Chiyabar Abar Biyokhar, Amavir Beisar Shechir Beisar Erba, removing hairs from under the arm or pubic hairs, and so on, which women do, is Lokem Yishun Lo Yubash Gever Simlas Isha, you get Malkus, it's not just Samadrosh, you get Malkus, it's the same violation, it's not just an issue of clothing. It's an issue of engaging in activities that are specifically assigned not to the other sex. Okay, you violate those similar. That's absolutely correct. We'll see that right. We'll get in a second. We'll see in a second. So this is all the Ibas Gebet Simlas Isha. And later on, the Gemara says that same Gemara knows it off the test, a few lines later. It explains how the drasha works. We won't go into that now, but you know, it's a woman. A man shouldn't put on a woman's clothes and sit among the women. So, you know, for sexual purposes, it is important, right? So, you dress up, you know, again, transvestites and so on and so forth. Woman shouldn't use or carry weapons. A man should not wear or use or employ women's clothing and the reverse or behavior as well. We'll see. So some object to it. And if not, some object in Eretz Yisrael to women serving the army because of this history. I think even Moshe still left. Moshe was alive. I once quoted Moshe was alive. He had a tshuva that they asked about a woman, you know, who lived in Shtachim or whatever, carrying a gun and so on and so forth for self-defense. He said, absolutely, it's mutter. Self-defense. There, no choice. You know, it's not an issue. You're holding up. I don't go with that now.
Why
wouldn't
you consider
allowing
the Torah so many things
involved? Good
question.
I don't know. I have to look it up.
That's the way it was a question.
Yeah, I can't go into the
whole system.
Yeah.
So the
issue
of
the
sneak in?
Well, over there it looks like for a licentious purpose, to hang out with women. But that's for some, that's a chin that's it. Right, that's right. You get a free chicken or whatever, free beer. Now Rashi makes an important point. Rashi says in Nazir Nun Tassam Aleph, Ika the Amri. So he says you can't wear the cloth. It's dark of the cock. Women are the ones who pluck hair and so on. It's dark of the cock. And that's already alluding to what Mark said, that it's a function of time and place. Okay? The next page, Rashi says, Klein Zayim HaMachama. It's male weapon. And he says that's why Rashi stuck in here. The next page, Talmud Lomar, let's play Gevah Isha. And that's why when Ya'el, Ashes Kebrakemi, killed Sisera, she didn't have weapons because she's a woman. So he took a hammer, the hammer she had in the house, I guess, you know. And so the Zeshim of Tinu Ya'el, Ashes Kebrakemi, Shaloh Arto Sisera Bechlei Zayim, and the Kemoshinema, Yodol Yosei Tishlach. Okay. Anyway, y'all was Jewish. All right, a different point. Anyway, the Rambam passes like this in Hilchos of Kochavim. Perikir Beis Alocha Yud. Lo Sade Isha Ade Isha. A woman shouldn't wear men's jewelry or garments. He goes Shatos Moshe Mitznefes Hakova. O Tilbash Tiron. Wear weapons. O Chilotim Beis. O Shetigalech Rosh Hakish. She shouldn't get a haircut like a male haircut and so on. All these things. And reverse. Lo Yade Isha Ade Isha. He goes to Yilvish Bidei Tiron. Colorful kinds of clothing. Mechalei Zav. But he adds, and here's your line, Mark. B'mokom she'ein lov shen osan ha'kelem, be'masim osachele el anoshim. If in that land, that happens to be identified as one's practice. If you live in Scotland, you want to wear kilt, Okay, that's Hakol, the Rambam says it openly. Hakol kemina kamedina. Okay, the Rambam's talking in a normal place. Hakol kemina kamedina. Conceivably. Okay, Hakol kemina kamedina. And he says, and it gives all the other examples also, plucked in the hair, and everything is like kemina kamedina. Suhar paskin this way as well, and Yoridea. In Kuf Pei Beis Sif Aleph, 38. Hamavir Sar Beis Hashechi Beis Ha'erv, again, removing pubic hairs and hairs of the arm. Afil Beis Sarayim, nothing to do with the razors and so on. Hayumakim Beis Matzav Beis Ramamurim Bimakom Shein Mavirin Oso El Anoshim. When is that true? If this is specifically a female activity. Kedoshe Sakin Asmo Tikun Oshim. Avamakom Shein Mavirin Oso Gam Ha'anoshim, but in the land where this is practiced common among men also, and Ha'erv Eimakim Oso. And about Philip Khatriushar, it's mutter, although he says, Naka Khaverin Inom Khomakum. Truma shouldn't do it either way. Okay. In Sifhei, of that same Simon Yoredeh Kuf Pei Beis, Mosada Isha Ate Ish, Kigon Shetasim Rosha Matznefes, and again, all these things. And he says, you shouldn't do it, and here's an important point at the end of Sifhei. He says, Af al Kishani Karan Vishar Bikdame Shu Isha O Ish. Even if when you wear this or do this, it's clear that you're not the man or the woman. In other words, everything else you do like men, but even one thing, if you're not trying to be deceptive, it's in addition to. And finally,
you don't care why you're doing it.
The coin is right, ultimately. But no, still, there's two different things. So, in Sivav, he mentions something else. Also, Ish Lakat Afilu Sarah Hadlovan and Song and Ashkaros, because of all Yubash, he says, the Chain also Ish Lisaka Bamara, mentioned look in the mirror. Okay, at least in a land where that's not considered appropriate to.
I don't see them.
Right. You wouldn't look in it. Yeah, won't look in it. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, one could say if it's usher to identify with the opposite sex in terms of clothing and action and behavior, so to transform physical sexual characteristics of Avada also. The question now is, what is the status of a person who's had this done? That's the other part of all of that. So again, it's usher to do. Such a thing for males and some, but let's say, okay, Bruce Jenner, whatever, if a person underwent this surgical procedure and now, in terms of outer appearance of all the sexual organs, so on, is a woman or vice versa, okay, a woman's had whatever surgical procedures they do, what is the status of halacha of such a person? Is he still a man or is he a woman? There are many nafkaminas of halacha, obviously. How would we treat such a person? So, an early source that's interesting, a possible early reference. And by the way, again, so what person? What about Tzolom? What about Sittus? What about Edus? What about Tzias? How do you label the person? Does the change of the physical properties make the person something he or she wasn't to begin with? That's really the question. So there is an early reference, possible reference, in Ibn Ezra in Parshas Achrimos. In Parak Yirches of Ayikra Potter Kavbe, source 39, that's where it says the issue of engaging in homosexual relations. It says, right, consider a toiva for a man to engage in the homosexual sex. And he uses the person, mishkevei, the term, mishkevei isha. Why not mishkav isha? So the Ibn Ezra, they are not posted, the source 40, but parashat achrimos, he could parak yudchaz posel chaveich, posel chaveich, but the Yomer Rav Hanan, I assume it's the same Rabbeinu Hanan, he quotes Rabbeinu Hanan, ki yesh mishichadesh begufo, kitsuras besar isha. There are people who somehow could get their body, again, probably not as perfect as today, but he creates a female body part, so to speak. It's not natural. You're not going to inform them. Okay, some sort of change. Okay, it could be. The Yesh Omer Androgynous, someone asked before about androgynous, and he says, that's why it says Mishkevei Isha, because it's still considered to be usher. That this, according to Ibn Ezra's Koran, even if the person, this former man, now has female appearance, it would still be a violation of Mishkav Zohar to have relations. That's how he's Medayat. Even if the person has, even if not born out, so you change it. Okay. In other words, you remain a Zohar. There's an interesting tshuva that the person was born a Zohar, even though he now had this whatever change. But some says they're not. And it's a different word. They didn't even spoke the word either.
Same word right. Used in a different way.
Right. Now, but that's what the implication is. Ibn Ezra is there's nothing to talk about that the person retains his original or her original status, and the fact that he or she underwent whatever sexual organ changes there were, does not change your original status, and you still have the status of a zohar or an akeva. That's what it appears in that Ibn Ezra. There is a tshuva, a collection of tshuvas called the tshuvas b'samim rosh. The tshuvas b'samim rosh, interesting. Okay, b'samim rosh was attributed to the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher. Okay, and it came out by a certain Scholb of Tzvi Hirsch, Berlin, I think in the early 1800s. And again, it was supposedly from the Rosh.
That's the one.
The Achronim, the Sansofer, and the Chidor, and many concluded that in fact it was not from the Rosh. Okay, it's from the Rosh.
Even the Kopetz Chaim got what was a toes on there.
And this
put a film there. But he started to put in film, so he didn't change it anymore.
Rekiba Eger sometimes, I don't talk about the Sun Rose so much now, but very quickly, I mentioned the past. Rekiba Eger sometimes calls the Sun Rose. And so he was maybe taken out a little bit, although somebody once told me, Rekiba Eger knew which things the Rush would have said. Rekiba Eger knew what the Rush would have said. But anyway, so the truth is the Sun and Rose, Simon Shin Mem. It was asked to Shaila. Now, whoever wrote this was Zichat HaMafacham. If you don't put out a thing, why? Now, he wrote a commentary called Kata the Harshana, which is the commentary on these tshuvas, the legend for us. Okay, but whatever, it's assumed that, I told you, the Psalm Sofer sometimes refers to this as the Kizvei Harosh. Okay, not Kizvei Harosh, but the Kizvei Harosh. The fact that one of the tshuvas, I found that they really are Kozov. And my edition of the tshuvas, because I'm still at home, when I looked that up, it said Kizvei Harosh, because whoever printed it, wait a minute, must have made a mistake. No, you missed the joke here. It was supposed to be Kizvei Harosh. But anyway, the Mechitah is in the fact that about it, the same. I told him, I wrote, I have a copy of it in my introduction, first page I wrote with the whole paper to that. But anyway, so he writes in Siman Shin Mem the following. He says, Asher Sha'alani, Ashaltani Me'ishin Nechta Chagib Abeit Cholagam. My first male organ genitalia was completely eliminated, but no, so she got married. And she didn't know about it at first, but I guess she found out at some point. He have a kiddush of kiddushin. Does the marriage count? Okay. In Noma Bezer, do we say, well, we'd like to be married no matter what, right? Talmud Tando, or that would that's what he said. Can this Shaila? And so on. You're right. No, that was a question. He said, she'd rather marry anybody, marry nobody. That's the question. Or we say no. And it's not. So the question is, the issue is like this. The issue we're trying to get at ultimately is, let's say, which way it doesn't matter. But let's say a man becomes a woman, but he undergoes one of these sex change operations. Does the wife need to get from him now? Right? She now has female body parts, not male parts. Or is the kiddush automatically up to effect? That's it. I mean, it's no good. Right, not on a frame, but from now on, we don't need to get it. Right. Correct. But I want to address what happened. Anyway, based on this, and he says as follows. There's no kiddush unless the person has male with. Isha doesn't marry a woman, okay? And in order to say Guf Chadash Asi Lekano, Isha Dami and so on, he leaves a little bit of a tzarach here. In the whole, the long essay, the author who put out this thing, a long essay, Kasa the Harsan, you know, is a long piece on this tshuva. At the very end, he find it here. I thought it was long. 20 pages. He says, Al Koponim Ani Batur, I'm sure. The din the sua I the kisses chuba vaday enlo. You cannot marry such a person. It's worse than chuba seed and so on. Well, one can make a case that if kedushin are not hopes that the marriage is no good, so you're not going to get either. That's the longest about it. They point to it. So some of the contemporary posts who dealt with the sex change question in terms of a get say the following. Okay, again,
She thought she was married.
Okay, that's in that case. But I understand what's interesting, what comes out here, though, is according to this, you're arguing perhaps that the person's status depends on the genital organs that are present now. Right? If you're saying that because she has female organs only, that you don't need to get, or the marriage isn't total, well then we're not treating her as a zohar. We're saying that the physical change has changed her sex. Also possible. Yeah, go ahead. Right. Kiddush is concerned. Yeah. Okay. Now, so here's an interesting question. Right now, I'm up to 41. This one I just read is not in the sheet. Sorry. Yeah. Let me make it clear. If someone wrote it on the sheet, Again, because of the forgery, the Bar-Ilan did print, but I happen to have a copy of it at home, so I brought it with me. But that source, the Sum Rosh, is not a Mashiach. In any event, but his conclusion seems to be that the status may depend on the external organs present. Now, there's an interesting Chumash Hadeshim on this subject. We'll go a little bit, because we'll see that it's other talks about it. And Chumash Hadeshim, and Sukkim Uksavim from Kuf Beis, asked the following question. Eishas Eliyahu Novi. Oh, Eishas Yushu Ben Levi. Eliyahu Novi never exactly died. Right? It says, Vayal Eliyahu was some storm and took him up to heaven. So what's his wife now? So say, she didn't die. Her husband didn't die. She's not a get. So can his, or Rosh Hashanah Levi, the Gemara says, right, Rosh Hashanah Levi, but he ain't coming back. Okay, well, he comes back on Pesach. That's the question. Rosh Hashanah Levi, jumped into a Havod directly, the Gemara. I don't understand that. So what's the story of his wife? That's the question. And the Chumash Hadeshim says, not Kamina, if someone else will have such a Zechut. Okay, so that's the question. So he wants him to die, the Chumash Hadeshim does. So he says, on this Shiloh, perhaps you could argue, he quotes the Gemara in the end of Nida, which says, "Isto shalot malos at the time of the most wife, the shemitamit tumas neis, or the ben hashunamit, okay, who died was brought back to life, right? So if you're going to mitamit lemeis and so on, so the Gemara says, meis mitamit ve'ein mitziv melach mitamit, right? Meis mitamit melach, meis mitamit lachayim mitamit. Apal pi shavada isto shalot meisa ela shenef halaguk acher." He changed it to something else. He wants to say as follows: Hokanami, Yesh Lomai, that the Isser of Ashes Dish is Ashes Re'ehu, Asura, below Ashes Malach. Eliyahu turned into a Malach, so his wife is now Mukeret, even though there's no Misa Tabal, even though there's no Get, okay? He says Ashes Re'ehu, Asura, below Ashes Malach. Shakulan Ruchni, below Gufani, right now he's a completely spiritual being. It's a fascinating truth. The Bishmuel brings it to Halacha, and when Ezra's giving his diet to cut him, Yud Ashes Eliyahu Novi, or Ashes Rishu Levi Muteres, the Lonikra Ashes Ish, or Ashes Mala, and our community is Kish Kamar Kotz on the Ma'ariel, it's not on the Ma'ariel, it's on the Shemesh Hadesh. Anyway, so based on this, we're saying that the person being Mutter without a guest, right, without anything. So, what we'll see in a second, someone wants to extrapolate from here as follows. The Minchas Chinuch says the following in his commentary to Mitzvah Reish Gimel to Reish Hay, he knows Gimel. He quotes this Shemesh Hadesh. And he says as follows. Why is that so? He says, if Kiddushin are tofsin from a Malach, because the Malach is not clear, he says, L'chora, 443. L'chora, Nehi delo, the end of the first line, L'chora, Nehi delo, tofsi Kiddushin Malach, delo Nikriish, we call Makom, the Mahayabu Kiddushin Gimur, and Hech Nifkoi. What do you mean? But if there were Kiddushin originally, where did they disappear to?
Oh, yeah.
How did they disappear? Halo, Lavisa, Sabal, Tzichel, Afusa, the Kiddushin, Shiyatir. The Gemara wants to figure out why the husband died, and remember the Bini Kiddushin. Why does Misa Sabal work? Okay? Well, but then Nicho, once you have the Shemot Hadesh, it's Nicho. Kevon, there ain't tops in Kiddushin, in Kain, the male and Nifkil Kiddushin. If Kiddushin couldn't happen with such a person to begin with, then the Kiddushin are uprooted instantly, so immediately, automatically, without a get. So he says like this, if somebody can't create Kiddushin, so you don't need a get from that person. So therefore, if here, and that doesn't explain what the Summer Rose, I mean, he could explain the Summer Rose that way. And that's where we're going to see the Tzitzilers, they're passing, you know, like this, Aloha, in our kind of case. And it's really derived from the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos says, "Mem Tesam Ralav Gaor, Mem Tesam Beis 44." Just quickly, Amar Abaya, Kol Modu Bol Anida Balasolta, Shena Balamzer, Nida Dostelot Tafsiba Kedushin. Okay, and so Amar Hav Tafsiba Kedushin. The Gemara says, even though Nisha Sota, man, a woman has had an affair, an adulteress, so even though the Baal has to throw her out and not remarry, but if he does, it would require a get. So based on this, again, you have Rashi, who talks about whether the Vlad is a Mamzer or not. I don't know. I'm going to go through the whole thing. But look in the Rashi in 46. You've almost Memphis and Beis. Okay, Abola Sota means Ashes Ishes Insa. Okay, so the next Rashi, the Hatapsi Bo Kiddush and Isha. The Afla Achash is Insa, Lo Pakum Mena Kiddush HaRishonim. The original Kiddush don't disappear. Okay, that's why she would need a get. But the implication is if there's, in other words, the logic is if Kiddush are Tovsin, then you need a get. So if the Kiddush would be Tovsin, that's what you need a get. The converse of that is the Kiddush would not be Tovsin, you would need a get. That's what Amitiosis says also. Okay, therefore, in our case, if this man who became to a woman could not effect Kiddushin right now, and if she weren't married to begin with, she could not bring about Kiddushin because she doesn't have Zachos, the way that some wrote wants to suggest, so then Mameli could argue she doesn't need a get from the husband once she did this because she couldn't create Kiddushin right now, therefore the get automatically, the divorce or the termination of marriage happens automatically without a get. And I just printed, there are those who disagree with the whole Yisod or the Tumas Hadesh.
at the moment when they got
married. They got married, it was fine. Right, right. But now that he underwent this procedure and became a woman, it's like Eliyahu HaNavi, right? When they got married, it was a normal love. What's that? No, because each individual, she can create Kedushin. She can still create Kedushin. That talks about Kedushin anymore. That's the whole point. Dafne, she's supposed to get rid of everybody, but if she could create Kedushin.
So we have a person that thought, flatline. They bring
it back. Yeah, that's the whole discussion. Maybe he would say the same. It would be a wild story, yeah. I've seen shows about that. We'll have to look up again. Yeah, someone who was a proud person. Okay. They have cases. That's about it. Now, I just want to point out, everyone agrees with the whole use of the Dash of Shlomo Kluger. Chochma Shlomo, and Ebenezer Simeon Zion, Shukot Malev, he disagrees. He quotes it to his Eshi, he disagrees. He says, what are you talking about? Anabi, it's a whole different story. And, he disagrees with the whole use of the as does on the next page of the Chaman Wasserman. In the COVID Shiur, in the Chavchaz, it says, Kosov, the Piskei Maharai, that's it. And so it's a line that's Hadeshim. He quotes this and he says the kosher. Okay? He says he doesn't think it's right. Kaiman Shinesra Sha'akas Asura Olamis Achis Harishba Dover Hamatira. He says it mostly, I think, thought instinctively. Once the Isra is there, the Isra can't just disappear because of something, unless it's one of the things, namely a get or misabal. Without that you can't do it. And that, as he says again, Sarhiya. Now I just want to mention
Okay,
which this is yeah. Dark case,
but even that,
there is a tshuva. Okay, all right. So that's what he says, Sarkia, probably. There's a collection of tshuvas called Lev Aryev, Aryev Grossnas, the diamond in London. Diamond Grossnas in London. He has a collection of tshuvas called Lev Aryev. This is Chelek Beis, and Memtes deals with, he quotes some of these makaras that I quoted just now. He deals with this issue. Title of the tshuva, I'll read it to you. Ira Ma'ora, case happened, Ma'ora Mufla, an astonishing situation. Be'echad shenosa isha v'olid upon it. Someone married a woman, had children. Be'charkach, acharei machla arucha umushkar, a long and extended illness. Nasa shini aguf, his body changed. Be'nesa mitapek acharkach mizokal in the keta. Became a woman. Naturally, it was through a disease. It was some type of disease. This person now, she married a man with civil marriage. Well, Isha Haluva, but his original wife, Nishara Belima, I have no husband, Madina, who tells you no son, so she didn't get or not. So this is our case. Now, it didn't happen through a willing operation, it was some kind of a disease that overtook her body, whatever, however it happened. Is the case?
Okay.
No, right. I haven't seen it. Okay, but the point, it has nothing to do with other than to demonstrate that he was a real woman. Lev Aryeh, Diane Lev Aryeh, Lev Grossman from London. This was printed, this was London Tufshin Yurchet, was first printed, so that was 1958. It's not, that's what it's
meant.
The father. And the point, he turned into an awful woman. That a different man was willing to marry her through civil marriage. No, but it's just enough. Anyway, he deals, he quotes many of these Marmakomas and the Kosinach and the Shumas Hadesh and so on. At the end, he kind of he says, you stay what you were originally, but he isn't super about the get. He disagrees the whole some Rosh, he disagrees the whole Lungus, but he's not positive if you necessarily need a get. He doesn't go that far to reject that possibility. And maybe you wouldn't need a quote to the some Rosh, okay? An interesting halacha lamaisa questions that have come up in this regard. In terms of contemporary tshuvas, I printed a very interesting and very questionable tshuva from the Tzitz Eliezer, the Lezer of Waldenberg, the famous postdoc in Eretz Yisrael, who was the postdoc for Shari Tzedek Hospital. Okay, this is tshuva Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yud, Simon Chof Hei, Perek Chof Vav, source 50. Oz Vav, Mecher Gadol Yesh Amnon, Lachkor behecha shemischolos shinu mahusi organi b'gupos adam kegon b'nitafek mizocho in a keva olahefer. Uklisha shamati the gan nisparsim al kaf b'kisra eishon. And as I've heard, this was I think in the do I have the date? Yeah, from that. I forgot to check the date. I don't have the date here. But again, it was like I think in the 80s. But he says I've heard it's now publicized in journals and so on. Mitzayim kayom gam nituchin pa'ele b'mikrim miyuchadim. The people do these operations. He says, come on, not very rarely. Okay, that was then. The shinim ozik, because mostly a character change. Harbe bios and August kriyas the hutzi hudo isha shalosh kaze. A lot of problems. He quotes the sefer from the Sardi Poz Yosef Palaji, Anikam Shem Yosef as the chod, and he has this shalosh, the second one of the second paragraph. The ruven shenosa isha achas besulak achas l'yisrael. The whole similar question of grossness. Maybe it was the same case. I don't know. Ruven shenosa isha achas besulak achas l'yisrael. The whole ima kederach isha isha. V'achar kama shanim korol amikresh nishtanes mekevul zaka b'kol mikol kol. Completely the other way around, right? The reverse case, right? Ma'o adin, right? It's not the same case. I'm sorry, correct. Exactly opposite. Ma'o adin, one second. L'zol shayis nekeva ve'ish ish unas ha-zachar. In Torah, Ruben, the legar shepeket, k'tas Moshe Yisrael, keven shayis ve'ish to ish ish, odima eresach, keven shayim ena isha, ki in ish, whatever, a man's going to give a get, a woman's going to give a get, sorry, a man's going to give a get, in Torah. Right, right. So he said, right. So, well, the person, okay, he says like this. The Zohar who ata below Isha. He is now, there's Rav Waldenberg, he changed to a man, so he's treated as a male. Why? A man gives a get to his wife. And he says, you know, I know, in the language again, I'm your wife. He's a man. How can you say that? And he says also, you know, you can go to another man and so on. It doesn't work, he says, with the language, of the get. That's what this person quoted. Anyway, here's the line for us, the next paragraph. The isha zos isto simonim harbe shugever ish bechush haraos lein hakol. What appear the average person will take a look, okay, and we'll see that this person is a man. The lo tzvich haget zos eino isha kiv ish mamas. So since Eliezer says meforish, many disagree, but he's paskins meforish, the sexual definition, the gender definition will be based upon the present condition of what the organs are. Okay,
and he mentioned, I mean, this happened somehow.
Yeah, without operating. Well, so again, we discussed earlier that there is room to do it. But we're talking about what? No, I'm saying.
Well, because it's not a Purim spiel.
You know? Right.
You can do the surgery and make the person look like an elf.
Right.
That doesn't make them an elf.
But according to him, let's go back. We'll take a question. I want to get to. But I just want to mention one other thing.
Whether it's necessary, whether it helps to get.
Both, yeah. Okay. Now. But he also mentions something interesting from the same sefer. Look what he says in that paragraph. He says there's another interesting issue that comes up. I don't think that's a major problem. But what does this person say by Brichas HaShachar? By Brichas HaShachar, Shalom HaSan HaIsha. Look what he says. Look what he says. I'm just reading what it says. You know, this is what you call it. Shavchani LaIsha. Anyway, this topic discussed about the get. He mentions all these cases we mentioned from the Shoah Sadeshin, from the Son of Rosh, but all these Gemaras that have been up, everything we said, okay, about Tfisus Kedushin. In any event, he says it doesn't need a get, but his point of the matter is so he has this Paschini that goes by the outer organ. He repeats it in another Shuva, 51 Shoah Sadeshin. So he has not the matter, the recurrent.
But not the human name.
No, same with what organs you have now based on the third
organ.
Whatever you call it, the person's appearance. I think he says everything by person. Let's see. I don't know. So actually, the discussion, some posting, you have this organ, you need a prison. Okay, I mean, it was an interesting question. The posting talked about it. Since Eliezer has another tube, I can't quote everything. Let's try to finish up. Chelik Yidalev Simon Ayin Ches in the Jewish Tzitzeliezer. This is a different case. It's not the same. This is a baby born with certain genetic defects. That's more common. Dr. Zickendahl, sometimes a baby that's born with, the simonim of both or, genetic defects and so on. So he wants to turn this to the pattern. This child, this infant that was born, had mostly female organs, but some male organs, and was asked this question whether it's mutter to cut off the male organ, because it actually was just one testicle, apparently. Can you do that? And again, but he mentions the point that's relevant for us in the paragraph that begins by Yul Dinan. He says, Harei halamaisa ivarim haminim achitzoniim, the outer organs, Nirim et flow case on the cave, a more feminine. And he writes on the third line there, and this is the key in terms of the Tzitz Eliezer. Ki ha'ivarim hachitzonian hanirim la'ayin hu hakoveya b'halacha. Can't say more clear than that. He holds that the outer appearance, that's what's koveya b'halacha, and therefore he's matir the thing in that case. Many disagree. Many disagree. And Rav Shechter disagrees with this. I've spoken about it. He told Rav Tendler disagrees with this today. They really don't. Earlier people disagreed. I quote him in 52, the Shuvas Yaskil Avdi, Sarbi, Abavadi Hodaya, Shuvas Yaskil Avdi, Chelek Zion, Chelek Elenesis, and Dalid. He says the other way, a male has this operation, and Otsal of Yetu Mamish Chayez, Ucholamitsus, Ator, Kanoshim. Okay, you know, he has the serum of a man, you can't tamper with any other organs, and he's distinguishing that in androgynous. So he's very clear, and he's quoted as Chasu Chalil to allow such a. At the very end in Gimel, he says, terrible thing, you can't change the person as a male, and that's it. So he seems to hold that the gender is determined by the original chromosomes, the original assignment, and it doesn't matter what it looks like outside. Okay. That's also in the Nishmas Adam, Dr. Avram, so for Avram, in the Nishmas Adam, Chelek Eben Ezra, and those Gimel has a discussion about this. He quotes Mitzvot Eliezer, but he says that the Shlomo Zalman wrote, Nachon Adov Shitoso, Shenetlach Mamash in the Kevah. But he's not, doesn't appear to think it's correct. And he says, Reb Neubert, you know, the author of Shmir Shabbos Pachos, obviously in other areas, quotes Reb Neubert Shlita, told the Yesh Levara, why is that allowed? After all, if you're making a man as a woman, so you're lessening the Chiv and Mitzvahs and so on, so they're not all. And they're not all so convinced about it either. The Tzitz Eliezer himself seems to back away a little bit, and I want to move to finish up just a few more minutes. I want to talk about it on a sensitivity level. Tzitz Eliezer, Chelekov Beis Sim Beis, that's a later tshuva. He has the same story. It's interesting. He writes for, the tshuva is written to Mordechai Eliyahu. This is in Tavshin Nun Zayin. That's 20 years ago. And he wrote it to Mordechai Eliyahu. Okay? We asked about this question. Rav Rashi, Rishon Lezion. And he says, Al Odos Mashinusho, the Gever Shenepach Gamer Leisha Bandino, especially a man changed a little more than him. And he said he couldn't remember. He said he remembers seeing it in some Spanish newspaper. He quoted it, we saw it earlier. I guess he forgot already, but it was earlier true. But anyway, he found it again. He says he thinks the person maybe should have a din of an androgynous. Okay? Anyway, there is a paper which I couldn't get because someone took back away a little bit. That's just saying it looks like he made back. I mean, it was a minority stock anyway. I just want to mention that there is a paper that a Rav Eretz Yisrael put out. Rav Gidon Ben Ephraim called Sefer Dor Tapuchos on all these issues. On all Dor Tapuchos, the pasuk there in Hazinu Ki Dor Tapuchos Heino. Okay, so the Sefer's called name is Rav Gidon Ben Ephraim, published in 2003. There's a whole pack of questions. Some of which you asked Mark. You know, he has Sikum at the end, the starting on page one. Gimel, what do you do in terms of counting such a person to a minion? What about what clothes do you wear? Man's clothes, woman's clothes. Okay, going to shul, which side of the shul do you sit on? In the men's section, the women's section. Okay, tzitzit and tefillin, brichas hashachar, counting toward dominion, thank God is getting aliyah, serving shliach tzibur, all of these interesting questions. The tarif is zimun. Okay, zor kahapuchos. That's the end. Okay, what about ichud? And all these interesting dinim that come up, you know, in this particular sefer, because if you want to look at it, you can get a lot more sources. I'll just mention to conclude one important thing. Okay, what do we do, Lamaisa? We have to understand that a person who undergoes such a procedure obviously has psychological issues, and, you know, well, it's repulsive to us and everything, but a person who's, you know, a person not well, and, you know, we have to have a certain sensitivity. It's interesting that the all these homecoming queens and so on and so forth, there are many, many instances of suicide. The suicide rate of transgender people is astonishingly higher than the standard suicide rate, and I have articles here that, you know, this kid who was suicide, a homecoming king committed suicide a year later. You know, they suffer a tremendous amount of pain and anguish. The truth is, Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a tshuva, Michelle Siavitz, Chelik Aleph, Simon Kuf, Ayin Aleph, Source 54, with a person, he disagreed with the Psak. They said that the person, you know, should be treated like a male. He disagreed. He said, no, the person is not a male, and it's going to lead to a mikshol. You'll count them as an aid and all kinds of difficult things. And he, therefore, says, you have to be a fire thing. You have to be a fire thing. Okay? Publicized, he actually says the person's name. He says, the person is, you should not see, you have to let the rabbi know, because the Lord of Mitchell, but still, you know, we have to recognize the psychological pain. To come full to circle to the beginning, Rav Moshe is a tshuva, not about this, but in 55, Rav Moshe is a tshuva, you see, put the name. Low dosage. Yeah, no more like you. Yeah, I guess it's very soft, though. Like, I'm very, you know, harsh. Anyway, Moshe is truly because Moshe chelik even Ezra chelik Dalit in the Talmud Rav. The Indian serious isha machmas from a pachedah for holy. A woman is afraid to have more children. Not a hysterectomy was needed because God had cancer or some other medical need. It was nerves, okay? And she was afraid. They wanted to have removed the sexual organs so she shouldn't become pregnant. So Shiloh was sent to Moshe, okay, and his children. And he says, no, first he should, she apparently the first child she had at all kinds, she had gotten the German measles while she was pregnant, and the child had all kinds of defects and difficulties. She didn't want to have any more children. That was the case. But Moshe tried to reassure her. It says, Likshor Shfoferet HaRechem, tubes. That's one based on tubes, the tie tube allegation, right? The tie of tubes, so she shouldn't have any more children and so on. And he says, that's serious, which is usher, that's only usher, and let her have children, I give her broch and everything. But at the end, the Moshe backs away. And he says, afterwards, the husband told me that, no, she's really sick. Hola mamish bein yanei atzabim, nervous. A nervous breakdown. She's sakona mamish, that's a sakona. The gam sheheryona mesukon, the pregnant mesukon, the karosi of the telephone, I called her up myself. And I found out that it's true. She does have this nervous disorder. The entirety loss of Zirzem, she was then shouldn't be called nervous. The Moshe was not there. So, while it's us and everything we talked about, still, one could perhaps, I'm not going to go into the past conference case, but could be that if a person has such a condition, such an imbalance, a nervous imbalance, and so on, I mean, this is not an issue worse than other Yisurim. Just to conclude an important point also in terms of sensitivity, was what Rashanga mentioned before. You know, the Pasuk says in Bereishis, I'm sorry, we're going from this over to wrap up a minute or two. Pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis, Parakeh at the beginning, Aleph and Beis, Zeth told us out of it, Zeth is Zohar in the cave of Ram, like we said before, Vayivarach Hosam, Vayikra Eshimam Adam, Beyond Baram. He called them Adam. Really, I thought he just called Adam Adam, and Chama had her own name. So the Medrash says, Gracious Rabbi, Parsha Chesim, and Aleph, Amr, B'Yirmiya, that Allah is the Bishaz, as you were referring to, Bishaz, Shabar, Karvot, Amr, Rishon, Androgynous, bro. Man originally had two sides. The sin, Zachar, and the cave of Brahm, etc. And Amr, B'Shul, B'Nachman, Bishaz, Shabar, Karvot, Amr, Rishon, Diu, Partsufim, bro. At two sides, two faces, two heads, so to speak. And then it became two different bodies. That's the Goran Brachas also. 58, Samach, Aleph, Amr, Aleph, and Brachas. Amr, B'Yirmiya, B'Allah, the same person quoted the Medrash. Do partsufim barakash barakul the other rishon shenema achav akedem tzatani. Rashi explains do partsufim shnei partsufim barakul tchila echav afonim echav achrav. What's that about? What was the purpose? Why? You know, it's what end and what purpose? So it's interesting. The Kuzari. Let's take our Kuzari from Yuda Levi. Mamar Dalad Oschopay. In 60, he says an astonishing statement. He says Amar she'ein hefresh ben yitzirat azochav and akevo elamash yesh ben haros evoreim v'esterim. The male sexual organs are outside, the woman's sexual organs are inside. Other than that, they're the same. And I think you put all this together, you find, very possibly, with Chazal telling us, that everybody, male and female, have both what we would refer to as male properties and female properties. And that's the idea of du partsufim. Huh? Say again?
Union.
Right, okay, you have two sides. And the Salavetric has a very, very... that there are certain characteristics which are called Zohar, certain characteristics which are called Nekeva. I'm going to read right now. So here's what I'm telling you. Here's what the Rav said. No, let's see. So the Rav said the following. This is printed in the Chumash Masoret HaRav on the Pasuk of the Tzelem Elokim Baruch, so Zohar Nekeva Baruch, Operations Parakal, Pasuk of Zion. The Rav said as follows. What is the meaning of the juxtaposition of the reference to the image of God, the creation of man in 2 seconds? In interpreting the phrase male and female created them, Chazal explained that when God initially created Adam, he created him in a dual form, like we just said. Male and female in this context are to be taken not only in a physiological sense, but also in a spiritual, metaphysical one. Every soul consists of a spiritual androgyny, a male and female persona. The combination of these elements is known in rabbinic literature, those know Kabbalah, as Dukhra v'Nukhra, okay, in Kabbalistic literature, which can be found in every individual. Dukhra refers to dynamic, active man, while Nukva refers to affected, passive man. Man both influences and is influenced. He is both giver and receiver. Only in the biological world is man exclusively male or female. In the spiritual world, every individual carries both traits, and only through the development of both the Dukhra and the Nukva perspective can individuals attain their full spiritual potential. For example, when a teacher instructs his students, he is the giver, the male, the Dukhra, while the students who absorb his ideas are the female, the Nukva. At one point in the lesson, however, a perceptive student may ask a particularly insightful question that leads the thoughts of the teacher in a new direction. Indeed, Rav Chanina said, okay, I learned from my students more than anyone else. At this juncture, the Duch and Nukva roles are reversed. The student has planted a seed that blossoms into beautiful flowers in the mind of the teacher. The young student with either eager eyes and an inquisitive expression becomes a duchra, while the teacher with the great beard and the august title of Rav Agon is transferred into a nukla. Who is the giver and who is the receiver? Who influences and who is influenced? As undeveloped as one's intellect may be, no one is exclusively a student. And as great as a person may be intellectually, no one is exclusively a teacher. The blessing that God bestowed upon man during creation operates in both the spiritual and metaphysical realm, as well as the physical realm. Actualizing the potential of duchra and nukla is the greatest and most exalted of blessings. A person must actualize his nukva blessing to absorb spiritual wealth and beauty. Concurrently, he must actualize his duchra blessing by using his spiritual energy to give to others. The student who lacks a teacher, although born with great potential, cannot realize the potential of his nukva. Similarly, sometimes a great teacher can lack students to absorb his wisdom, and he therefore cannot develop his potential duchra. Once one spiritual personality is necessarily dependent on the other in order to develop an elevated level of self-actualization. So, it seems to me that one could suggest that the Chumash Besar Tarab on that possible liberation. Okay, yeah, that possible liberation, Allah comes on. The truth is, earlier in the Rav, the Magid Meisharim, that's from the first of the second, Yosef Karo, had, as a Mechaber, the author of Shohar, had a Malach that taught him each week the Parsha Shavua. Okay, I mean, some people get the Parsha Shavua, they have sheets in the back of the shul, or they go online or something, he got a Malach that came and taught him. So and he told it called the Magid Meisharim. Magid Meisharim, Parsha Vayeshev. He says that the Neshama is the Neshama of Tamar, Yehuda Tamar, was a male Neshama. And Yehuda had a female, as you can read it, so I'm not going to read the whole thing, but that is what he says, okay? And he, even going back to Sarah, that Sarah had that originally Avraham and Sarah couldn't have children because she had a more dominant male, whatever, and then when he changed his name to Avraham, that changed the very fast thing. Then he chose to Nekeva, and he chose to Zohar. Again, the same thing the Rav is saying, but a different way. There are female sides that he's saying it from a Kabbalistic point of view. It could be that people have certain tendencies, and maybe we have to work, and I'm not, you know, as educators, psychologists, you know, that short of having the actual physical sex change operation, which is, you know, highly problematic, obviously, okay, maybe we can channel the person, if that could help the person, you know, psychologically and emotionally, to channel some of those, quote-unquote, female tendencies in a positive way. But what to do, and finally, the last shuv I printed here, Charles Shuv is Shav Barofa. That's a Rafal Eifris, was a Rav in Amsterdam, contemporary Rav in Amsterdam. Chelik Beisim, I believe he's still alive, some Chelik Beisim and Ayan said, Eifris, Rafal Eifris in Amsterdam, shuv is the very end, the last word on the page. Hakadosh Rafal Eifris. He says, Hakadosh, I mean, Nishalti Po, Kila Kadosh, Amsterdam, Halacha Lameisim, in Mutter Lekado, the Torah Chalas in the case. Can we accept the following member, our shul? I'm going to apply for membership in the shul. Okay, Misha Avar Nituach Alaver Amin Shalom. Person had a sex change operation. Listen to this. Ha'isha Zeh Ha'yazachar Miledasol B'Vadol. Person is definitely a male. Lefi Nivna Ha'ivar Machitzonim Zehapnikin. Inner and outer. Okay. Aval Ekev Machol Shigyoni is some kind of mental disorder. Hechlit L'Shanos Esmino. Change a sex change operation. Ha'chirurgim Kan Mevatim Nituach Kazeh Belom Is Paishu Kazeh. They do these operations. I'm embarrassed about it. I'm not sure. He says, "Mufarsim et sachosam b'tonim they brachon l'tan." They publicize the newspapers and the glamour magazine, wherever else. Ha'isha zeh over nituach b'tnei kishtena shishana. The nefach le'isha mitzad hevar machitzoni. He had a sex change operator come along back to Caitlyn Jenner. V'charkach nosa ish katoli married a Catholic man. Barco Sam, you know, got married to a guy. Okay, brachon l'tan. L'tnei kama son and meisa isha katoli. Now his husband died. Okay. The Achshav Chozer Ish Mitzvah became a Baal Tshuva. That was now a woman, became a Baal Tshuva. The Ochel Kosher, the Shomer Shabbat, became an Eden Kosher. The Achshav Ben Chamish Mishol, she's now 53. Oisha Zeh, Bali Kila Seinu. The guy came to our community. We debarked him, I talked to him. Umikolo, from his voice, Lo Nikar, Lo Isha Isha. Can't sometimes a voice, you can't always tell them. They take hormones, whatever else. Can't always tell. Right, but can't hear. Mitzadeh Varma Chitzonin, outer appearances. Nirek Isha Umislavish Kisha. He looks like a woman and dressed like a woman. But and I can tell you whatever. He says it's already Mutala Kabbalosu Kichover. Can we accept him as a member of the shul? He says, especially because in order to nobody says he says we came in Shishusli in order to get married to the shul cemetery, I have to be a member of the shul. Can we accept him? So he says three things. Aleph, Shanituach Loshina Mamadova Zir, so Ish doesn't change his status and therefore remains a Zohar. But he certainly can't marry another man. And he had to release him to the doctor who shot him. But in Gimel, he says, "Ein laharshos alikamis ha'knesses lubash kisha." You can't let him into the men's section if he's wearing women's clothing. Okay, lo bezus nashim, not in the bezus nashim either, because it's still a man. The nishar ish.
On the other hand, begam lo bechelik anash, not a men's section, the near kishi looks like a woman. Hachol and al torch islamish kish, she should dress like a man and cover up the chest and so on. But he does mention to the Yudavald with the dying, he contacted Sitzel Yezir, and he writes at the end, it says, Omerlo, shemikol makom, srichen lekarbo liyadus b'chol madesha. That's a human being, so close. You know, we have to figure out, right, a person like that, exactly. So that's exactly what the sister, what he's saying over here. It has to be sensitive, we can make jokes, this and that. But these are human beings, these are people who have feelings, they have emotions, they obviously have a certain level of emotional imbalance and mental, you know, imbalance. We have to treat them in a certain way. And they said, treat them with carvaliados. We should give medical and psychiatric guidance. It's not worse than other avarice. The other avarice of a person is not worse than the other avarice necessarily. And therefore, we should try and help the people the extent that we can. Anyway, this is an overview. I'm sorry I went over. Interesting subject. And B'ez Hashem, none of us have to confront this situation, but it's something that's becoming more and more common. Okay, good to go.
We're going to negotiate next week.